brother.
Very good, very good. Okay, so dear brothers and sisters in Christ, by God's grace, we gather once again to study the sixth volume written by our beloved brother. So we were studying sixth volume, chapter 3, The Call of the New Creation. We are studied till page number 121. So I think brother has taken till page number 128. So, as we have skipped 1 week, what we'll do is that I'll ask you some questions, okay? Based on the studies, what all you have taken, okay, past 2 weeks. So, let me see what answer, okay, you give. So, then we'll see a little bit of a small explanation as to what it really means about these questions. Then, if everything is okay, then we'll continue further. Okay, so we will start from page number 121. Okay, so no need to read the volumes, but I request everybody to please open the volumes in English. Page number 121, the second paragraph. So, second paragraph, the first thing that begins is a sanctification signifying setting apart to holy service. So, hope everybody got it. You got it, everybody?
Yes, brother.
Okay. Gopal brother, Joel brother, Munaster, you got it?
Yes, brother.
Yes, brother.
Okay, good. Now, this paragraph speaks about sanctification. Okay. So now I'll ask a question from this paragraph to everybody. It's a common question. And these questions are from the question book. You see, the questions are based on the sixth volume. Okay. So let me see what answer you give. It doesn't matter to express your views. It doesn't matter if the answer is wrong also. But I request that everybody to speak up. So whatever little you know, whatever you understand, so if you can express yourself, that will be very kind. We can see what actually is covered in this paragraph. Okay. Now, what is the thing that is covered in this paragraph? What is the question based on that paragraph? If you see. Here it tells, explain. Okay, so first thing is that what does sanctification signify and upon what class alone is it enjoined? So the question is that what is the meaning of sanctification and to whom does this consecration or this word sanctification properly apply? Okay, now tell me. So who will start? Who will give the answer in the first? So what do you mean by consecration? The word sanctification, you see, the other word is actually the consecration. So what does it mean? What does it signify by sanctification? Amar brother or Romanister, please tell.
It's being apart for the holy service, brother.
Very good, sir. So, sanctification means setting apart ourselves for the holy service. Okay, good. Amar brother?
The scientific second question, brother.
No, the same question. So, what's your answer? So, what does the sanctification signify? Do you have any other answer? What are the other words that are used for sanctification?
Okay.
Sanctification cooperate.
Another word, consecration.
Very good. So another word is consecration. So again, what is the meaning of consecration?
You're part of Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
Same answer, part of holy service.
Okay, very good. Okay. Okay, now Munna sister.
Yes, brother.
Tell me, sister, what does sanctification signify? And
being set apart for holy service, brother.
Okay, so what do you mean by set aparting for a holy service? What does it mean? What type of holy service?
All the spiritual work.
Okay. Okay. Joel, brother.
Yes, brother.
Okay. Now, what's your answer for this one?
Same thing apart to holiness to life.
Okay. Gopal, brother.
Separating ourselves, brother, for God's work.
Okay. So good. So sanctification, the other word that is used is consecration. So consecration means, you see, as you all have done, setting ourselves apart for God's service. So what is that God's service? If you see, what is the service that God requires from us? Tell me, anyone, what is the service that God expects from us? What type of service we need to do? There is a scripture. It tells us
it's a Romans 12:1, brother.
Very good. Romans 12:1. So kindly read it, brother, please. Okay, Joel, brother, read.
Thank you, brother. Romans 12:1. I besought you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
So reasonable service. There it comes. You see, that is the service, you see, that we need to do to God. You see, that is, what does it say? Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. So what does it mean by living sacrifice? What does it signify? What is the meaning of offering ourselves, our bodies as a living sacrifice? Una sister, what does it mean to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice? The sacrifice, we know that it is something that we place on altar after killing the, you see, animal, the bullocks, you see, the goat, you see, the slaughtering of it, pouring out the blood, then offering up it on the altar where it is completely consumed by fire. But here it says, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. What does this signify? So what thought comes to your mind?
Sacrifice our all the aims, ambitions, goals for God's sake, brother.
Very good, sir. So that is the meaning of offering ourselves as a living sacrifice. So even as we're living, we need to you see, completely dedicate ourselves to God. So is there any scripture, Joel brother, this is a question for you. Is there any scripture or did Jesus tell about offering ourselves as a sacrifice to God? Did Jesus mention any scripture that you see, you need to do so and so, so to offer yourself to God? Did Jesus mention anywhere about consecration? Think, did Jesus mention to the disciples, you see, that about the concept of consecration? Okay, did Jesus mention the terms and conditions of the disciples' ship to the disciples?
Yes, brother.
What are the terms and conditions? What did he tell to the disciples?
Carry the cross, follow him, and deny yourself.
Very good. So deny yourself, carry the cross, follow him. So first comes is denying yourself. So when we deny ourselves, is that we give out our rightful things to the Lord. You see, that is the first and a very, very important thing. You see, so that itself signifies consecration. You see, dedicating ourselves to God. Okay. Now, did Jesus deny himself? Romy sister, did Jesus ever deny himself? Did Jesus consecrate himself?
Yes, brother.
Very good. Yes. Okay, Amar brother, when did Jesus consecrate? When did he offer himself as a sacrifice to God?
When he baptized.
Very good. When he was baptized, he received the Holy Spirit. That is the time that he offered himself to God and God gave him the Holy Spirit. Very good. So, now you understood a little bit of the concept of consecration. What does it actually mean? Practically, following in the footsteps of Jesus. Correct? Huh? This is consecration. Okay. This is what our brother says in this paragraph. Okay. Now, let us come to the second part of this question. Upon what laws alone is it enjoined? Or, in other words, these terms of consecration, it is applicable to whom? Is it applicable to the whole world? Or is it applicable to whom? Joel, brother, tell me. This terms and conditions of consecration, to whom is it applied now? Joel, brother.
Yes, brother.
Tell me, to whom is this consecration conditions applicable? Is it applied for the whole world?
No, brother.
Okay, then to whom
it's applied? It's applied for who followed same thing, who consecrated Jesus Christ.
Very good. So it is not applicable to the whole world, but it's applicable only to the consecrated. So those who consecrate, only to them, these terms of conditions are applicable. It doesn't apply to the whole world. Okay. Good. Now, let us move on to the second question. What is the second question? Explain God's order with respect to sanctification. Okay. To make this simple, this question more simple, what is the order of this consecration? You see, there is some order now, because we want to consecrate to God, can we directly just come and consecrate, or is there any order in this consecration? Is there any order, and what is the order in this consecration? It's a simple question, but you need to think and tell me. Romy sister, tell me, what is the order in this consecration? If anybody wants to consecrate in this gospel age, what is the order? Beginning, you see, from, wait 1 minute. I'll show you one thing. It will be more easy for you. 1 minute. Okay, you're able to see? Everybody are able to see the divine plan?
Yes, brother.
Okay. See, by seeing this divine plan, you'll get an idea. What is the order of consecration? So, first of all, can anybody tell me what is the plane of consecration? See, there are so many horizontal lines, correct? No? These are the vertical lines. You see, the vertical lines signifies time in God's plan, but there are horizontal lines as well. K, L, M, N, R. So, out of all these planes, which is the plane that signifies the plane of consecration? Who will tell? Anybody can tell.
M, brother, capital M.
Capital M.
M.
So I should have told Gopal to answer in the last. Okay. Now Gopal brother has told what is the level of consecration. Okay. What is the plane of consecration? That is M. See, I'll show my mouse here. Are able to see with the hand moving?
Yes, brother.
Okay. Now
yes,
tell me, if anybody has to come to this level, what is the order? What is the order? From where they have to come to plane M. If they have to reach plane M, from where they have to begin? From where they have to start and where they how should they come? Jyoti brother. From where they have to
yes.
start?
Yes, brother.
From where they are?
From P.
From P.
P.
Oh, here, P.
Small P.
Small p, where is the small p? Here, this one, this one or this one?
Yes, brother.
This one, okay. Now, is the world, see, we were all part of the world before we consecrated, no? Correct, no, everybody? We were part of the world before we consecrated. So, where were we when we accepted Christ? Before accepting Christ or at the moment of accepting Christ, we were at which plane? Tell me. Munna sister, Romy sister, Amar brother, Joel brother, what was the plane in which we were living before accepting Christ? Which is the plane in the divine plan?
Capital N.
Capital N.
Yes.
That is a capital N is a perfect man's condition. So, when Adam sinned, he fell from this perfect condition, no? Adam was perfect. Adam was the only one who was perfect. But we were all children of Adam. When he sinned, what happened? We all received the death condemnation. So, we all fell down. From plane N, where did we fall down? To which plane did we fall?
Capital R.
Very good. Capital R. So, where is the whole world? Where are all the sinners? On which plane?
Plane R.
Very good. So, you understood? The whole mankind are on plane R. Even we also. Okay? So, this is the beginning of a step. If you need to take the step of consecration, we are starting from here. Understood? From plane R. You see, first from plane R, we will accept Jesus as our only Savior. Now, where is Jesus in this divine plan? In the gospel age, where can you see Jesus Christ dying on the cross? Amar brother, tell me. Where can you see Jesus Christ dying on the cross in this gospel age? Where can you see in the chart? Our brother? Wait, I'll zoom it a little bit more.
Okay, right side of G.
Very good, brother. Very good. You see, right side of G. Very good. So, Jesus died for us. So, when we accept Jesus Christ, we are on this death plane. When we accept Jesus Christ, he imputes his merit to us. You see, he gives all his righteousness to us and makes us holy. That is what Romans 12:1 it says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, offer your body, you see, as a Holy. Offer your body a holy sacrifice. Correct, no? Reasonable, it's a reasonable service. Holy. So how do we become holy? It is only by Jesus. So first step, you acknowledge your sin, that you are a sinner. The second step, you see, second step is that we accept Jesus as our Savior. Now, after accepting Jesus Christ as a Savior, what is the third step you do? What is the third step?
Consecration.
Very good, a consecration. Did Jesus say any of these steps in his, when he was there on this earth? Did Jesus mention any of those things? These three steps? Did Jesus mention if you have to go to God, you should come in the same step, same order? I'll give you a clue. John 14 chapter. Jesus said, no, I am. What did he say?
I'm
John
truth
14.
and I'm the way, truth and life.
Very good. See, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way to escape from Broadway. Jesus is the way. I am the way, the life. Once we accept Jesus, we get our life back. And I am the way, the life, and the truth. You see, after accepting the truth, walking as per the truth leads us to, you see, the divine nature. Very good. So this is the order, you see, of consecration. So the whole world just cannot jump from you to consecration. They have to come through Christ only. Correct, no? You see? Can the whole world consecrate themselves to God without accepting Christ? Can they?
No, brother.
No.
No. You see, they can't accept. You see, that is the reason so many people, no, especially in Nepal. You see, you go to Himalayas, they do a lot of, you see, sage work, saint work. They deny themselves. You see, they leave their home, they leave like a sage, go and meditate. You see, go and do some tapas and all those things and all, no. You see, they actually dedicate to their God. They think that is consecration. They deny even the basic necessities. They deny even their food. They deny their pleasure, happiness, everything. That is also good, no? Denying themselves, very good. You see, but are they following the Lord? Are they following the Lord? Tell me, are they following the Lord?
No, brother.
No.
No, brother.
Reply fast, no. Why are you taking so much of time? You're thinking, they are not following the Lord. They are following their own ideas. You see, hence, the whole world, even though they think they are consecrating to the Lord, they're dedicating and doing all these things for the Lord, that is not accepted because they don't know the way. They don't know that Jesus is the life. They don't know the truth. They can't bypass Jesus Christ and ever come to God. They may be doing good, but it is good in their own sight, but God doesn't accept it. Very good. So you understood the concept about consecration, to whom it is applicable, and why it is not applicable to the whole world. You understood, everybody? All of you, all five of you understood?
Yes,
Yes,
brother.
yes,
Yes,
brother.
yes, brother.
Very good. Okay. Let us come to the third question. The third question is that will sanctification be required of the world in the millennial age? The answer is given in page number 122, para. You see, last para. Okay. Now, what about in the 1,000 years? See, we read about this one condition in the 1,000 years. You see, this is the 1,000 years where the highway will be there. Will there be consecration in the 1,000 years? Now, Muna sister, answer this question. Will there be consecration in the 1,000 years? What do you think? So don't hesitate. Even though your answer is wrong, you please tell. No problem.
Yes, brother.
Very good. Yes. So what do you think will be consecration in the 1,000 years? Consecration will be there. Okay. But what will be the idea of consecration in the 1,000 years?
First of all, they must turn away from sin and learn to obey God's will.
Very good. Okay. Okay. Roman sister and Amar brother, tell me, will there be consecration in the 1,000 years?
Yes, brother.
Okay. For what purpose? They will consecrate for what? Will there be divine nature in the 1,000 years? Can they go to heavenly salvation in the 1,000 years?
Brother, I think it's not about the end of the 1,000 years, but before that.
Okay, before that, if the world, after the church is complete, if the world comes to consecration, can they go to the heavenly salvation?
If the number of consecration is full, then there is no possibilities.
Okay. What about after the church is complete, the number is full?
No, brother.
Very good, sister. So there you are. This point is very, very important. Remember, once the church is complete, once the gospel agents, there is no consecration unto death. But there is consecration. You see? That consecration with the whole world does in the 1,000 years is very much different, you see, than the consecration what the church is doing. See, we are denying ourselves. We are sacrificing the rightful things, you see, and following the footsteps of Jesus. Why? What is the reason? If we do all these things, if we are faithful to God until our death, what is the reward that God has promised us? Amar brother, what is the reward for the church? What is the prize that God is going to give to the church?
Divine nature.
Very good. Divine nature. What is the speciality of divine nature?
Immortality.
Very good, brother. So, this is immortality. You can see? Triangle, pyramid. L, pyramid W, pyramid X. Now, will the world get divine nature if they consecrate in the 1,000 years? Joel brother, will the world get divine nature if they consecrate in the 1,000 years?
No, brother, they don't get.
They won't get. Very good. Because this special call is only limited to the gospel age. So, consecration will be there in the 1,000 years. But there, they don't need to deny anything, any rightful thing. But they have to deny sinful thing. Isn't it? You see? So, you see, in the 1,000 years, they have to deny so many things which they desired now in the gospel age. So many sinful activities, so many sinful things they desired now. You see? They wanted to live a life which is worldly, even though sinful, they accepted it. You see, they had pleasure in it. But in 1,000 years, it won't be like that. They have to abide by the rules of the kingdom. So they have to consecrate. Consecrate to what? Consecrate to obedience to God. So if anybody is not obedient to God, you see, they can't come up the highway of holiness. Why it is called the highway of the holiness up? You see, this way is walking up or coming down? This highway is walking up or coming down?
going up, brother.
Going up. That means no degradation. Upward. You see, development will be there. Slowly you have to leave all your sinful things and all that. Slowly, step by step, step by step, step by step. Then only can you come to the level of, you see, perfection. Very good. So, here you get the answer. In a thousand years, there will be consecration. You see, they will be denying themselves. But denying of what? Denying not of the rightful thing, but denying of the sinful things in the Christ kingdom. You see, no evil can be done there. They can't leave whatever they want. You see, but they have to abide by the rules of the kingdom. Okay. Next question. Question number 79. While sanctification is a general principle for all God's creature, to what class do the scriptures especially apply this admonition? You see, the answer is given in, you see, page number 123, paragraph 1 and 2. Now tell me, you see, this consecration is a common principle. It applies for each and every mankind of this world. But specially, the admonitions given in the Bible, you see, so many admonitions are given in the Bible, no? Yeah, it is applicable to whom? Okay. In more simple words, God has given the Bible. Bible is given to whom?
It's for church, brother.
It's for the church. Church, brother? Is it only for the church? Joel, brother, tell. Is the Bible given only for the church?
Yes, brother.
Okay. Unna sister, what do you think? Is the Bible given only for the church?
Yes, brother.
Okay. Romy, sister, my brother.
Can you explain the question, brother, one more time, please?
Okay. Now, the Bible is given for whom? Is it given for the whole world or is it given only for the church?
Brother, it's published for the whole people, but only the church and the Bible student get good understanding, brother.
Oh, very good, sir. Very good answer. You see, the Bible, of course, is for the whole mankind, but the whole mankind can't understand it. Why the whole mankind can't understand it? Tell me, why the whole mankind can't understand it?
Because the Lucifer have blinded the whole world.
Huh.
And they can't see the truth.
Very good. You see, the whole world are blinded, blinded by the God of this world. So hence, you see, this Bible is not for the whole world. Okay. Now, do you remember any scriptures that the Bible is given for the church class people? Any verse you remember, anybody? Does anyone remember any scripture? The Bible is given for us. Any scriptures?
It's in Romans, brother.
Okay. Which scripture, brother?
Romans.
Correct. In the book of Romans is there. Which scripture? Okay. Others also can try. It's in the book of Romans.
It's 15:4, brother.
Very good. Read. Please read, brother. Romans 15:4.
Mm. Corinthians 15, verse 4. For whatsoever thing were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
We, you see, all the things written aforetime for written for our admonishing. Our, see, it doesn't say to the whole world. You see, although the world is benefiting, you see, Satan has blinded them. You see, the scriptures are mainly given for the church to make their calling election sure, for increasing their faith. Okay, good. Any other scriptures apart from this one? Joel brother, Munna sister, Amar brother, Romy sister, any other scriptures do you remember where it tells that the Bible is given for the church? It is for us. Any scriptures you remember? Okay. I'll give you a clue. Tell me, Romy sister, tell me.
I don't really remember the verse, brother.
Okay, I'll give you a clue. It comes in books of Timothy. So search. It comes in book of Timothy. Munaster, Joel brother, Romister, Amar brother, please search. I'll give you one more clue. It comes in 2 Timothy. We have several times used the scriptures also. Comes in 2 Timothy. Let me see how you are going to search. It's very easy. You can search it. Tell me. Where in 2 Timothy it is given? You're all searching. You're all open the Bible and searching.
Yes, brother.
Joel brother, you are searching?
Yes, brother.
Which chapter are you checking?
Brothers, apart from that, that's in
Wait. Let them search.
2 Timothy 3:16, brother.
Very good, sir. Very good. Super. Read, sir. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Everybody open your Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Read, sister.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works.
That the man of God. Now, who is the man of God? Who are these men of God?
Jesus Christ.
After Jesus Christ, who is this man of God?
George.
We're all men of God, no? We're all children of God or not? So it is applicable to the church. Okay, now, Gopal brother, tell me, you were telling one scripture in Corinthians.
Yes, brother. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11, brother.
Very good. Read. 1 Corinthians 10:11.
Okay, brother. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come.
See? All the things written are written for our admonition. Okay, so the scriptures purely applicable, benefiting for the church. So what about the world? What about the world in 1,000 years? Will they be using the scriptures in 1,000 years? Will they use the Bible in 1,000 years? Will there be Bible in 1,000 years?
Yes, brother, there are. And the worlds, all the worlds.
Okay.
And their eyes will be open. They will listen to truth.
Very good. So the Bible says that their eyes will be open. Means eyes will be open for what? To see what? Eh? To see
to
what?
See the...
Yes.
Brother.
To see the Bible, understand the Bible. Very good. Okay. Okay. Read Revelation 20. Revelation chapter 20. Joel brother, please read Revelation chapter 20, verse 12.
Revelation 20:12, brother.
Yeah, chapter 20, verse 12.
Okay. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according their works.
See, the books were opened. Which is these books? Which is the books that will be opened in 1,000 years? Tell me, which is these books?
Bible, brother.
Ah, Bible. How many books are there in the Bible? Una sister?
Old Testament and New Testament, brother.
Okay, total how many books inside the Old Testament, New Testament?
66.
Very good. 60? 66. Okay? Remember 66. So, 66. 66 books of the Bible. So, this Bible will be opened, means what? The understanding of the Bible will be made clear for the whole mankind. Then what will happen? Everybody will understand the scriptures. You see? So, how will they understand? What level of understanding will God give to them? Is it necessary for one to go and teach others after their eyes are opened? In 1,000 years, will it be necessary to go and teach everybody individually to understand the Bible as we are teaching today?
I think no, brother.
Ah, very good. Where is the scriptures? Where is the scripture? They have to be taught. They have to be, they learn, but not as we are doing it, with lot of efforts and all. You see, but where is the scriptures? Where it tells that there is no need to teach your neighbor. Everybody shall know. Where is the scripture? Joel, go over the, you tell me. Where is the scripture?
Wait, but I'm searching. I know that the verse. I think it's in Jeremiah, bro.
Okay. Now, how did you search? Did you search on Google or in a mobile, or how is it?
I've marked that one, brother, so I'm searching that one.
Very good. You marked it in a physical Bible, correct? Huh?
Yes, brother.
Yes, very good. So, that is the way you remember. See, next time when we meet, I'll try to take some classes for you to give a tips. How do you remember some certain things? Okay, so how do you open the Bible? How do you search the scriptures? Where exactly the scriptures are here and there? You see, the Bible tells no, none shall miss or mate. Search the scriptures. So how do you see the connecting verses? How do you connect it? How do you quickly, you see, when you're speaking or when you're learning, when you're studying, automatically okay, open the connected scriptures. I'll teach you sometime. Okay, good. Now read, brother, which is the scripture in that one? Jeremiah 31st chapter, which verse?
31st chapter, verse 34, brother.
Very good. Read, brother.
Okay, brother. Verse 34.
31, 32.
Yes,
correct.
Brother. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, said the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more.
You see? What is there? They shall teach no more. Every man is different. Everyone will be taught of the Lord. You see, everybody will clearly understand the scriptures when Satan is bound. So he will deceive the nations. No more, the tabernacle of God shall dwell among men. You see? And there shall be no light. You read the scripture now? Where is it given? Revelation 20. 1 minute. Revelation 22. 22, 5. Revelation 22, 5. Munna sister, read. See the condition of the world after 1,000 years, at the end of 1,000 years.
Revelation 22:5. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun of the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever.
Now what is the meaning of this verse? It says there shall be no night. At the end of 1,000 years, there shall be no night at all, it seems. That means what? Only 24 hours sun, no night at all, only complete day. What is the meaning of this night? Romy sister, Ramar brother. Ramar brother, what is the meaning of this night here? Which is this night that won't be there at the 1,000, at the end of the 1,000 years? Okay, Romister, do you have any answer? Which is this night that won't be there at the end of 1,000 years?
One second, brother. This one, I think. It's not about the day or night.
Where are you reading? You're reading from the comments.
No, brother, I've just read the Nepali ones.
Good, very good. Now, what is the difference between a night and a day?
Right now, I'm remembering that in night time there will be a lot of sorrow and pains and
very good, very good, excellent, very good, sir. See, that is the way you give your, you see, work to the brain. When something is, you see, put your thoughts to work. You see, you think it over. You should scan from Genesis to Revelation. What all scriptures come to our mind immediately as we mention night? You see, sorrow, weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. So, which is the scripture? Psalms, which chapter? Which verse?
Psalm, I think 145. Well, I have read that.
Okay, so who remembers? Anybody who remembers?
It's Psalm 30 verse 5, brother.
Very good. Psalms 30 verse 5. Okay. See in the divine plan. Everybody please observe. See the 6,000 years of night. You see? This is the night when Christ, you see, rules. At the end of 1,000 years, there won't be again the night of sin. That will be gone forever. Then what does the Bible say? There and they need no candle. So what is a candle? Joel Buddha, tell me, what is the meaning of candle in the Bible? Very easy. What is the meaning of candle?
Means light.
Okay. So meaning, what is the meaning? Candle gives out light. What is the symbolic meaning of candle in the Bible?
Word of God.
Very good, Buddha. So, Psalm 115, you see, 105, 115. You see, it says, the word is a light, and you see, lamp unto my feet. So, the Bible, at the end of 1,000 years, when everybody knows the scriptures, there's no need for, you see, for scriptures. That means what? There's no need for Bible at the end of 1,000 years, because Bible will be written in their heart. It will be imprinted, you see, in their hearts. Then, what does it say? Neither the light of the sun. Now, who is the sun in the Bible? Buna sister, who is the sun in the Bible? Who is called as the sun in the Bible? Okay, Amar brother, tell me, who is called as sun in the Bible?
Jesus Christ.
Very good. Where? Do you remember any scripture where Jesus is called as son in the Bible?
He's my beloved son.
That is beloved son, S-O-N. I am speaking about S-U-N. Tell me.
Sorry.
Anybody else? Who will tell?
It's in Malachi 4:2, brother.
Very good. Read the scripture, brother. Malachi 4:2.
Yes.
Okay, brother, please wait. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall.
So, Son of Righteousness, Jesus Christ. So, at the end of 1,000 years, there is no further for him to reel for another 1,000 years or continue after 1,000 years. Because 1,000 years is ended, that is sufficient. Now, next, what will happen? The Bible says, they shall reign forever and ever. Mankind shall reign forever and ever. Now, this question is to Brother Amar. Amar brother, the world of mankind, after the 1,000 years, they will rule upon whom? The scripture says they will rule forever and ever, ever and ever. They will rule upon whom? Today, man is ruling upon man. You see? But at the end of 1,000 years, how will these people rule? Upon whom the mankind will rule? Think, come on, brother. Will they rule upon man? Man will rule upon man at the end of 1,000 years? Will they rule? Yes or no? Think you discuss with sister and tell. Will the mankind rule upon each other at the end of 1,000 years? Yes or no?
Yes, brother, I think.
Okay. Now, I'll give you a clue. Read Genesis 1:28. Let us see what does the Bible say. Genesis
1:28.
Genesis 1:26. You can read 1:28 also. Read 1:28 also. 1:26 or 1:28.
No.
Anybody read?
Okay, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish or the sea, and over the fowls of air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping things that creepeth upon the earth.
So, what did God tell Adam about his rule, about his reign? Adam was told to rule upon whom?
All of the creature, brother.
Creatures. All of the creature, which creature? Human creatures?
Besides the
No.
human creature, brother.
Besides. All the lower creation. So at the end of 1,000 years, now you tell me, will mankind rule upon man? After the 1,000 years, will man rule upon man?
No, brother.
No, brother.
No, brother.
No.
See, I'll put one more question. See, at the end of 1,000 years, each and every mankind will be like whom? They will be the xerox copies of whom?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Another example apart from Jesus.
Adam, brother.
Very good. Adam. So, first Adam, second Adam. So, whole world will be like Adam. Correct, no? Now, you tell me, did Adam rule upon man?
No, brother.
No. Now, you tell me, in the 1,000 years, after the 1,000 years, will man rule upon man?
No,
No. That is the simple answer. Think. This is the way you think. Okay. The same condition that was there in Eden, it will be restored at the end of 1,000 years. So, man, Adam did not rule upon Adam. Adam did not rule upon any human beings, but he ruled upon the lower creation. It's the same condition the end of 1,000 years. When it says they'll rule forever and ever, doesn't mean that man will rule upon man. No dominion, no tyranny, you see, but man will rule upon the lower creations of this earth. Got it clear? So, these questions were clear today?
Yes, brother.
Everybody, clear or not?
Brother.
Give
Yes,
a
brother.
Okay, good. So, shall we end with a word of prayer? Anybody has got any doubts, any questions?
No question, brother.
Okay. So we'll end with a word of prayer. In the beginning, Gopal brother prayed. So in the end, Amar brother, can you pray?
Okay, brother.
Okay.
जीवित परमेश्वर हामी तपाईँलाई धन्यवाद दिन्छौँ आजको यो समय प्रभु साँच्चै नै एकदमै महत्त्वपूर्ण समय रह्यो अनि हामी तपाईँलाई धेरै धन्यवाद दिन्छौँ तपाईँले हामीलाई प्रभु तपाईँको त्यो रहस्यमय वचनहरूबाट केही कुराहरू सिक्नलाई प्रभुले सहायता गर्नुभयो हामी तपाईँलाई धन्यवाद दिन्छौँ आउने दिनहरूमा पनि हामी यसरी नै प्रभु अनि तपाईँले तपाईँको त्यो रहस्यमय वचनलाई बुझ्न सकौँ अनि सिक्न सकौँ भन्ने प्रार्थना गर्छु तपाईँलाई धन्यवाद दिन्छु यी सबै कुरा हामी तपाईँको शरण राख्दै आशिष अनि अनुग्रह माग्छौँ यीशु प्रभुको पवित्र निज नाममा आमेन
Amen, amen. Thank you. Bye. God bless. Good night, everybody.
आमेन